Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and Doug McBurney, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
See, it's been a long time. It's been a long time, but microphone still works.
All right, sure does. That is your microphone, Doug. Doug McBurney used to co-host the show once a week.
It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been far too long. And you had your own show for a long time.
Yeah.
And, Doug, we're celebrating because the Lord blessed our efforts today.
Amen.
And we wanted to protest the DNC for coming into Denver. We warned them 5 months ago.
I remember you sent them a letter.
We sent letters to every major Democratic office in the country we could think of. The Clintons, Obama, Howard Dean, the DNC, all their national, local campaign headquarters.
And you were encouraging them to select you were telling them, whatever you do,
don't pick Denver. We just want to let you know, DNC, that this is our backyard.
That's right.
And we don't want your child-killing agenda in our backyard. And if you come here, you will be warned. We will do what we can to expose you as child killers. And so praise the Lord for the American Right to Life.
I think that American Right to Life and the volunteers that we were able to recruit over the past 4 weeks did everything humanly possible to expose the Democrats for what they are.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary effort by so many, Doug. It's startling. You were there.
What a phenomenal event.
We had 100 people involved, 53 letter carriers. It was going to be 44.
Right.
We had 53 letter carriers. The sign weighed, about 2,700 pounds.
Yeah.
It was sewed together by 2,400 sheets, twin size sheets mostly, with over 4 miles of seams. And the story is just all over the country.
Oh, great. Because we don't know. We've been incommunicado.
Yeah, we have
pretty
been.
Much.
We've been on a mountaintop.
We've been on the mountaintop. For people who maybe heard about it and they thought about getting involved, but realistically, they said, look, this is just insane.
It's just
well,
insane.
We understand your feelings.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to encourage those folks out there who support the program and who support American Right to Life that the effort was extraordinary, and we could use your help because we incurred a lot of last-minute expenses that families, we didn't have any benefactors. These were families who work with kids and bills.
Yeah, that's right.
They came through with whatever we needed. It was just a blessing.
So
phenomenal.
Doug, I'm reading comments on the internet. You know, it's on CNN video.
Oh.
It's at the Denver Post. Maybe I'll read the denverpost.com. They picked up the American Right to Life press release.
All right.
I'd like to read that.
Please.
And so many other news outlets, Wall Street Journal's website. A reader in New Zealand said, I am so excited. Here in New Zealand, I'm doing my little bit, but I'm so excited by what the pro-lifers are doing there in Denver, Colorado. Praise God. But before I read the press release, Doug, how about all the neighbors who were so supportive?
We came off the mountain, and we were
exhausted,
and we needed water, we needed shade.
And we had to go back to the mountain to take down the sign.
We made a deal with the police to keep us out of jail.
Yeah.
That we would take the sign down, but they wouldn't let us leave. And a neighbor came up. First of all, they showed us a photograph of the mountain.
The neighbor said, did you see what your sign looks like?
And
we said, no.
We can't even see it.
It looks like just a bunch of junk. I mean, when the letters are 160 feet tall, the police estimated the letters were 100 feet tall.
Right.
They said, this thing dwarfs the M. You know the M in Golden for the School of Mines?
Right.
They said, this thing dwarfs the M there. We were getting calls from all over the Denver metro area, from around the country. People seeing it. We had every letter carrier had to have a cell phone.
Right.
There were 53 cell phones with people whose friends and relatives, neighbors, coworkers were calling saying, your sign is on TV. I was watching national news. Your sign was on TV. We Everybody at work is looking out our windows, and we could read your sign from 5 miles away.
Praise the Lord.
It was visible from the Aurora Reservoir, which is, wow, and from DIA, and which is way East Denver locations.
Yeah.
As far as we know, the furthest away I've heard that people said they could read it, legible, was 8 miles away.
Wow.
And, Doug, that incorporates in the Denver area on this mountain about 30 square miles, about 700,000 people, if they didn't move around, but they move around.
Right, right.
So the whole Denver metro area, and that was our goal, not to put up a sign that 100 people could read, although that's wonderful to do,
yeah.
Not one that 1,000 or 100,000, but that millions would be reminded that the Democrats are child killers.
Yeah, we told them. And there was a pro-life neighbor who lived at the bottom of the hill who gave us her shade, her water hose.
Yeah.
And she showed us a picture that looked remarkably like the artist rendering that we had going into this thing.
Yeah.
It was just phenomenal.
Yeah, we had a scientist who helped us. He was on our site selection committee. And he said, you know, here's what I'll do. I'll use the software that'll put your sign on the mountain as though it were laying on the mountain.
Right.
So it's not just like photoshopping it. It actually rose and fell with the crevices on the mountain.
And there were some.
Yeah, there were big
there
ones.
Were some.
And so he produces this computer-generated image.
That was inspirational, by the way.
It was inspirational.
When we saw that image, we knew that failure was not an option.
Failure was
that we
not
had to do it.
An option. I mean, just to dye the sheets, DNC, he suggests that we dye the DNC sheets yellow.
Yeah.
I thought it was insane.
Yeah, of course.
Because just the three letters, DNC, they weighed 780 pounds. I didn't want to dye 780 pounds of sheets.
No, we were calling around to laundromats, and
yeah.
Nobody
how
had
many,
a...
How many sheets can you dye?
We need a washing machine. No, we need a cement mixer. I don't know what we need.
Right. And so it turns out that you crazy people spent $1,000 on dye, buying it wholesale.
Yeah, we bought dye.
$1,000, RIT, wholesale.
The good stuff.
Big, you know, big quantities. And used these massive blowtorches with 100-pound liquid propane tanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Powering these 150,000 BTU heaters
in
a trough that held 420 gallons.
The Sheets of Shame cauldron.
The Sheets of Shame cauldron.
Yeah, the cauldron.
And you guys did it. I thought it was insane, dyeing that many sheets and $1,000 on dye. But it was done. And it was brilliant. And we have to thank Connie, a couple of Connies at the team, and Doug McBurney, and so many. There are too many to thank.
There were people here from 9 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night for a month.
For a month.
Because
morning, afternoon.
Because it was so insane.
And evening
that
shifts.
That's what it took.
And, I mean, one hardened pro-lifer, hardened, from experience all over the country. 3 weeks ago, he looked at the project, he looked at the sweatshop, he looked at the inventory where we're storing the segments of the letters, and he said, this project scares me. This is a scary project. He says, I just get this feeling it's a scary project.
And you know what? You know what turned out to be a blessing is there were a lot of people, even in our circle of friends, who didn't buy in. They thought it was crazy up until the last week or so.
Yeah.
And when they bought in and came in, they brought the fresh horses that we needed and got
us
the over
reinforcements.
The yeah, it was just awesome.
And so on KOA Radio, of course, Mike Rosen, who's a child killer.
Yeah.
And sexually immoral. I don't know what his wife thinks about that, but he talks about the pornography sites that he enjoys, you know.
But she drives a Mercedes.
She does.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said it was graffiti.
Oh,
and
he did.
Yeah, and we expect he's a child killer.
Yeah,
he's not going to say it's you know. But, you know, people do graffiti. They don't remove it willingly, do they?
No, they don't.
No, in our press releases, we stated clearly that American Rights Alive is going to police the area and leave it cleaner than it had been. And, in fact, in our first press release, Steve Curtis said that it's this is very normal thing for us because liberals are always make messes and we have to clean up their messes.
Yeah, we've got lots of experience.
So this is a piece of cake to clean up a mountainside.
Yeah.
Piece of cake.
Yeah.
So, but the local media was reporting, TV news, that we were forced to clean up the site.
Well.
Big deal.
We had already agreed. Anyway.
Yeah. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. So, Doug, I'd like to go through this press release at DenverPost.com.
Good. Now, before you do that, yeah. I want to point out that Channel 7, who is the CBS affiliate, believe it or not, they actually sent a reporterette,
yeah.
onto the mountain with a cameraman.
Onto the mountain.
And she, I mean, for a person with a meager degree in journalism, she actually came up with a pretty good line.
What was her line, Channel 7?
She said that all the security in the world at the DNC could not stop this protest.
That's right. She did say
now,
that.
Now, we should explain the picture because people haven't seen it.
Oh, they haven't seen
it. The side of a massive mesa the size of four football fields.
Go online, jillstanek.com, and she's got video and photos.
Oh, good.
Just fat. Jill Stanek has blogged this thing.
How do you spell jillstanek.com?
jillstanek.com.
And they can see it.
So explain the picture, Doug.
You've got the side of a mesa that's prominently displayed. The eastern face of the mesa is prominently displayed to virtually the entire metro area.
A mountain.
And yeah.
It will no longer be called North Table Mountain.
No.
From here on out, it's Billboard Mountain.
After you told me this, I'm driving around town, I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, Bob must be a genius because it looks like a billboard.
It's not
it
a
looks
mountain.
Like a billboard.
It's a billboard.
It is.
It's a billboard.
So go see it because it's just.
So you got this mountain and you got these massive letters formed by sheets sewed together.
Letters 160 feet tall.
Right.
30, 40, 50 feet wide.
Right. Yeah.
It's just amazing.
And they spelled out DNC destroys unborn children.
And the pro-lifers are here in Denver for the DNC. And when they heard about this last night, and I've got to give you credit, Bob, that the training video.
The training
as
video.
As low budget as it might have been.
Low budget training video.
Was absolutely inspirational. In one evening, we had all the people signed up we needed for our hikers. And
yeah.
This was no easy hike.
No, this
and,
was
and they
brutal.
Were fair warned.
This
they
was
had fair warning.
Brutal, brutal. Imagine people coming from out of state, people coming from sea level.
Yeah, Georgia.
Yeah.
Guy from Georgia.
All over the country.
Oh, this is awesome.
And they come from all over the country. They saw the training video. They said, we're in. We're not missing this for anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had to fit on these backpacks. We had 55 backpacks.
Yeah.
Professional backpacks, frame backpacks. And they ranged in weight anywhere from 40 pounds to 85 pounds.
85 pounds up a 40-some-odd degree.
Yeah, incline.
Steep.
And that's after a 20-minute hike.
Yeah.
To get to the face of the mountain, and we decided a 20-minute hike away from the closest road so the police wouldn't want to go in and mess with us. And it got us just the amount of time we needed.
Yeah. So we're going to go see exactly how much video we've managed to capture and put into our particular forums.
Yeah, I just got a note from our show engineer here that we have video now on American Right to Life's website. So
fantastic.
I'm check that out. Of course, we're sending people to jillstanek.com, but she is I think she's the number one pro-life blogger in the country.
Awesome.
So American Right to Life unfurled world's largest protest sign DNC sheets of shame.
Hey, there it is. Beautiful.
Praise God. And here's the story about Alan Keyes. That's just
I got to tell you, I last night I'm driving up to see Alan Keyes. I'm listening on the way to Ted Kennedy, who gave his address to the DNC last night.
Yeah, yeah.
And although he used many of the same rhetorical devices, the contrast couldn't have been more distinct when I got out of my car, walked into the auditorium, and heard Alan Keyes deliver just a passionate and inspiring and just tremendous message.
Hey, Doug, here's Sky News. Now, our audience can't hear Sky News out of my computer here.
We're looking at the actual picture on an actual network live. Sky Fox.
Sky Fox, and that's I mean, this thing is going around the world, Doug. It's going around the world. And that picture looks exactly like...
the scientist...
The design.
Yeah. Oh, it's just beautiful.
I mean, it's amazing.
What a beautiful thing.
DNC destroys unborn
children. And we got
children.
To meet and get to know some awesome pro-lifers. It was just a blessing all the way around.
What a blessing.
Wish you could have been
Let's
here.
Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Dave, welcome to Bubba and Yurt Live.
Bob, it's a work of art.
It's a work of art.
Praise the Lord.
I'm just beside myself. The picture that's on the Rocky Mountain News website, it comes out so clearly. It's just, I'm just amazed.
Well, I tell you what, we are frankly amazed that we were able to pull it off, because there were many moments where the sane and rational among us questioned our sanity and rationality.
Yeah, that it just simply couldn't be done.
It couldn't be done. Yeah. I remember when we got the first load of sheets, I called Bob and I said, Bob, we got the sheets. You want to pick them up next week? You know, what are we going to do? And Bob said, no, you got to get them down here right away. We got to sew them together. I said, sew them together? You've lost your mind.
Yeah,
it can't
be
done, Bob.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 4 miles of seams. How is that possible?
10 sewing machines.
Yeah, 10 sewing machines. People working
three
shifts a day. That's how it's possible.
Yeah, it was really true.
So, Dave, from Denver, there's a picture on the Rocky Mountain News website.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll be in the actual newspaper tomorrow. It would be great.
That would be great. Could you tell us, how do you find that picture? What did you search for?
I just Googled it up. All I did was search up destroys unborn children on Google.
That's pretty
savvy. All this stuff came up, like Associated Press had a story on it, Nine News, Rocky Mountain News, like I say.
Yeah. All right. Phenomenal. Praise God. Hey, thank you so much.
Well, we were bold as lions.
Yeah.
But we were meek as lambs.
Yeah. That was just really exciting. Here's 9news.com. That's the NBC affiliate.
Now, that's the local news that we typically ingest at our house.
Yesterday, Fox News interviewed Alan Keyes at one of our events, The Power in the Park, which has been tremendous. And by the way, we have a DVD of Alan Keyes speaking at Power in the Park yesterday.
All right.
And for people who couldn't make it there, you can get this DVD, and you could get it from American Right to Life, or you can get it right here at Bob and Yurt Live.
People regularly drop $75, $150 on concert tickets.
Yeah.
To go see Alan Keyes speak, especially
in the park,
with the audience that he addressed.
Yeah.
I mean,
just extraordinary.
That beats a Bon Jovi concert any day.
And this is minutes before he broke through the force field around Planned Parenthood and went onto their property and recovered the stolen signs.
Yeah, what a guy. What a guy. He's the real deal.
He's the real deal.
You know, when he talks, I'm thinking, this guy should be the president. And turns out he's on the ballot here in
Colorado.
He's
on the ballot in Colorado.
We have someone to vote for in Colorado.
That's right, Alan Keyes. All right, so now... Doug, I want to look at this.
Okay, now while Bob looks, I want to let you guys know that we have each been awake for over 30 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
Obviously I can't think clearly, it's been a long time.
I got up 3:30 yesterday.
I got up 4:50.
4:50.
Remember I whined, I told you, look, Bob, yeah. I'm not making, I'm sleeping in.
Doug said, there's no way I'm going to be there at 5 a.m. But this is night after night after day after day after
day. Yeah, we went up on the mountain on Monday and marked it incognito and then
we had to mark a grid on the mountain so that 53 letter carriers would know where to put their 50, 70, 80-pound letters.
And these people had never seen, a majority of the people had never even seen the letters.
No, and it's not that the letters weighed 50 to 80 pounds. Each segment weighed 50 to 80 pounds.
Right, that was a part of the letter.
So some letters weighed 300 pounds, just the letter. It was a trip. So we were on the mountain. We created a local coordinate system centered on the single tree, the lone tree in the middle of Billboard Mountain.
Yeah, a cedar.
Yeah, it was great. And so that grid, we created a grid with these baseline, north-south baseline ropes, uphill, downhill, north, uphill, downhill ropes. Created a grid, and the next morning, these letter carriers went on the mountain and placed their letters by looking at that tree in the center and the grid of ropes that we laid out.
I got to tell you, Bob, being a guy who's long, long ago in the military... When we bolted out of our secret location in the six vans.
Six extended vans.
Packed with 50 people.
50 people.
I mean, it felt like we were going on maneuvers or going to war. It was like a military operation that was executed with surprisingly military-like precision.
Precision. It's true.
It really turned out.
One guy said, you know, I didn't know what to make of this thing. And I said, all right, I'll be there 5 a.m.
I'll be
so
there.
He walks up, and here's this gal, Rachel Troyer. And he walks up and he says, okay, what do I do? She said, what is your name? And he said, well, here's my name. Whoever, you know, I'll just make up a name, Scott Evans. He said, okay, my name's Scott Evans. She said, okay, you're carrying the left top part of the Y, and you go in van number 4.
Yeah.
And he thought, wow, that's pretty good. They know who I am. They know my phone number. The spotters were a mile away. And the spotters, one of my favorite moments was when the sign was basically done. And one of the spotters called me and said, Bob, the sign looks like the photo. It's stunning. But the R in destroys, this is 500 feet up above the trail.
Yeah, that's the top letter. Those are the tough letters.
Yeah, the R in destroys is too close to the T. And you know what it's like to move a whole letter. That's really rough.
Yeah.
Especially it has multiple segments.
And there's cactus and bugs all over it.
Yeah, and rattlesnake.
There's snakes.
We saw two rattlesnakes in 2 days.
We had encounters with rattlers.
That's right. And we had medical help available on site. Nurse Lolita Hanks, who's a nurse practitioner, family nurse practitioner, and she had checked with the local hospital, made sure they had antivenom available in stock. And she also had, you know, whatever she can help people on site. And she was fabulous, especially negotiating with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department.
Right. Could I please bring them some water before they die?
Yeah.
You can't arrest them now because they might die. I have to bring them water.
She was great.
Was
Lolita
great.
Hanks was great. The police were a little annoyed because she was forceful.
She was.
The Sheriff's Department. But she got us the water. And anyway, let's see. What was I was just telling a story about.
Who knows, Bob? I've been awake
Who
for
knows?
30 hours.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I only came
spotters,
in here because there's air conditioning.
Yeah, in the studio, right. So the spotter says the sign is great. It's look just like the photo. But
the R
is a little too close to the T.
Right.
So I hear this voice from, I don't know, 300 feet above me because I'm down helping the people with the bottom of the E. And I went down there, Doug, because I knew if the police came, they would get the REN of children.
Yeah.
That would be their first contact. So I decided to head down there. And sure enough, the police did come. And this wonderful gal, Claudia, we said, Claudia, we're tired. Could you go be the police liaison and talk to the police? I don't think she's ever done that before. She said, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And she was tremendous.
Just great.
Anyway, I hear this voice, booming voice, from 300 feet up above me, up the mountain. It's from my brother, Brian Enyart.
About fresh horses. Boy, was that guy all over the mountain? Oh,
yeah.
Anyway,
and
please.
He said, he just yelled it out. He said, guys, the R, we're picking up the R and moving it to the north. We're moving the R to the north. And then all these guys come from all over the mountain.
Yeah.
They pick up the R, which is 90 feet tall. It's a lowercase r. It's 90 feet tall. And they pick it up and they move it over, you know, closer to the...
Right, over the cactus and the rocks and the stones and the bugs.
Yeah, it was just phenomenal. So all over the internet, it's around... In fact, tomorrow morning, American Right to Life has a request for an interview on Good Morning Colorado. And this is just hitting, you know, and these things create news cycles.
Yeah, and you know, Bob, since all the hippies and the Recreate 68, they couldn't get their act together to put on a decent riot, not even a decent protest.
Yeah, that's
now
right.
Now the news media finally got something they could sink their teeth into.
And we figured in the morning, all the, you know, 60-year-old hippies, with the liberal protesters, the anarchists, they would all be recovering from a hangover.
That's right.
So they'd just be sleeping while we would have this opportunity to expose the wickedness of the DNC that they're child killers.
Now, was that the whole point? Was that what we wanted to do? Because I got to tell you, Bob, I'm having not yet become a card-carrying member of American Right to Life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage people. This is, to me, the launch of American Right to Life into my consciousness. Mm. Because, of course, I've heard you talk about it. I'm familiar with what you're doing.
They fought to get personhood on the ballot in Colorado.
And it's been tremendous. But now...
They exposed Mitt Romney for being a pro-abort.
Knocked him out of the race.
Did
it. At least
for now.
Good
job knocking him out of the presidential nomination. Yeah. But so this has put it more on the... your radar.
We're on the radar of hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people who hear about the story and they hear about American Right to Life. Hopefully they're going to come to the website, they're going to sign up, become a member, and become a part of the personhood wing of the pro-life movement.
Oh, so Doug, yesterday Fox News interviews Alan Keyes at American Right to Life's Power in the Park.
Yeah.
And so I went up to the video guy and I said, would you like a tip tomorrow, the unfurling of the world's largest ever protest sign, its official Guinness World Book authorized attempt.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I would like a tip. Where is it? When is it? And I said, well, can't tell you now, but I could tell you tomorrow. He gave me his number, his name, and we called him, and we said, we'll give you the courtesy of an exclusive. We'll call you first. And so they had a helicopter out there.
Yeah, they did.
Within 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. So the word has gone out. The DNC destroys unborn children.
Right, and there's a new group, American Right to Life, which is the personhood movement. They're on the scene now, and we're taking no prisoners, and we're going to expose the killers of the children, the collaborators, the people who fund it, the people who
it. And you know what? National Right to Life is against the protesters in the streets who create the social tension that one day will lead to the abolition of abortion.
Yeah.
Well, American Right to Life supports those street protesters because they're the ones that are saving kids in the most extraordinary ways and without compromising on God's command, do not murder. So, hey, anybody out there in the Denver area, this Sunday morning, we're going to have fun at Denver Bible Church.
It's going to be a great Sunday.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun. So come on out if you can, and come tonight to the rally, Power in the Park, in the mornings during the DNC, and in the evenings at St. Stephen's Church in North Glen. It's at 10828 Huron Street, right off of I-25 and 104th.
Yeah,
easy to get to. And we're going to have a great time this evening, starting at 6:30. Power in the Park in the mornings, and in the evenings, the rallies during the DNC, sponsored by American Right to Life and Colorado Right to Life. What a good time we're going to have this evening.
And you're going. You're not going home and going to bed.
I'm going to keep going. Yeah.
This ministry's got to keep going, folks. If you appreciate what we did and you think it was
worthwhile.
I mean, if you just saw it on TV and you got that tingle in your spine and you just know that these people are serious, you know, help us out. Help American Right to Life. Help Bob Enyart Live. Give us a call. We could use some help.
1-800-8-ENYART. 1-800-836-9278. Doug McBurney, thanks so much. Thanks for pulling off this project.
Thanks, Bob.
We thank the Lord and Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school in Arvada, Maranatha.